Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Your home can be an ark of safety or a prison of isolation. What it is depends on what you want it to be. Now, frankly, there's a lot of difference between the two. But the darker the world and the more violence in our culture, the more important it is that your home is a safety zone, a place where your kids are physically, emotionally, and spiritually safe. It's interesting to the thoughtful observer of what's happening out there that history repeats itself. If you were to choose two words which summarize our world today, perhaps even the streets which intersect your neighborhood, the words corrupt and violent would probably be quite accurate. Do what I did just this morning. Count the number of times you see the word violent or violence in your news. Take a red felt pen and circle them. You will be surprised. No, you won't find the term corrupt mentioned very often, but you will find descriptions of it as it plays out in real life. The politician who takes money and stashes it in a Swiss bank account, thinking he's above the law. The president of the corporation who has laundered bribes under the counter. The star who sleeps her way to the silver screen, and the cop who turns his head to protect his buddy. Am I fair in suggesting that corruption and violence have become two of the hallmarks of what is happening today? Okay, is any of this really new? I mentioned your home is an ark of safety, remember? Do you recall the great ark that God instructed old Noah to build? Right, Genesis 6 in your Bible. No, it wasn't a myth or a fairy tale. It's history. And what is significant relating to this commentary is that Moses used those two very words, corrupt and violent, to describe the culture that was a stench in the nostrils of God. Genesis 6 says, "Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence." The record of Moses is that God finally said, "Enough is enough." Here's the story. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth." It's also noteworthy that when Jesus Christ talked about the end of the age, he used the days of Noah as a parallel showing what to expect. The ark which Noah finally constructed became home to his family, and an ark of safety, a shelter from the storm, an escape from the corruption and violence of the age. But it could have been a prison of isolation. Noah took his three sons, probably young men who had recently married. Moses described Noah using three terms: righteous, blameless, and one who walked with God. A pretty good recommendation. But the young women who married into the family didn't know him as did his three sons. And what do you think their mothers might have told them? Perhaps, "Hey, you've married into a bunch of religious crazies, absolute fanatics who think the world is going to be destroyed by a flood. If you go into that ark, it's going to be worse than a prison." Who knows? But I do know that you as a parent can make your home an ark of safety. You can protect your kids from the corruption and violence of the world. And someday you'll be very, very glad you did. A closing thought. You can't control the severity of the storm out there, but you can maintain an atmosphere of peace and tranquility within the four walls of the house you call home.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.